Yesterday, I met with the General Prosecutor Shokin.
Yes.
And despite of the fact that we didn't have any corruption charges, we don't have any information about he doing something wrong, I especially asked him, no, it was the day before yesterday, I especially asked him to resign. Position as a state person, and despite of the fact that he has a support in the parliament, and as a finish of my meeting with him, he promised me to give me the statement on resignation. And 1 hour ago, he bring me the written statement of his resignation.
Great.
And this is my second step for keeping my promises.
I agree.
President Poroshenko?
Yes.
One moment for Vice President Biden. Introducing President Poroshenko.
Hey, Mr. President Joe Biden, how are you?
Very well indeed. All the time when I hear your voice, it's a great pleasure for me.
Well, I'm on Air Force Two, and I think we're going to stay connected. We just took off, and I'm hoping this connection will stay open. Assuming that there is a new government and a new prosecutor general, I am prepared to do a public signing of the commitment for the $1 billion. Again, I'm not suggesting that that's what you want or don't want. I'm just suggesting that that's what we're prepared to do. And again, it wouldn't be finalized until, you know, the IMF pieces are written.
Extremely strong motivation. One of the possible candidates was leader of my faction, Lutsenko, who is the public figure. If you think that the political motivated figure would be not very good from your point of view, I recall this proposal. I do not propose, because nobody knows that I want to propose Lutsenko. In this situation, I take all the political motivated figures out from this process.
All right, well, look, when you and I finish speaking, let me huddle with my team, talk over what you and I just talked about. I agree with you, there is a sense of urgency here. Hey, Mr. President, Joe Biden, how are you?
Very well indeed. As usual, when I hear your voice, thank you.
Well, you are doing very well. Congratulations on getting the new prosecutor general. I know there's a lot more that has to be done, but I think that's good. And I understand you're working with the Rod in the coming days on a number of additional laws to secure the IMF. So, but congratulations on installing the new prosecutor general. It's going to be critical for him to work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did. And I'm a man of my word. And that now that the new prosecutor general is in place, we're ready to move forward in signing that new $1 billion loan guarantee. And I don't know how you want to go about that. I'm not going to be able to get to Kyiv anytime soon, meaning the next month or so. And I don't know whether you could either sign it with our ambassador, or if you came here, we could sign it. Or if you want, we're inviting Groysman here later. I'm going to be talking to him later this morning. Not for that purpose. We're inviting him to Washington. And so I'll leave it up to you as to how you want that done and when you want it done.
First of all, thank you very much indeed for these words of support. Believe me that it was a very tough challenge and very difficult job. And Mrs. Tymoshenko and Mr. Leshko fraction tried to break this, because we not only voted for the new prosecutor general, which we do in a very short period of time, within one day, we changed the law. By the way, in this law, we are presenting the new structure of the General Prosecutor Office, including the General Inspection, as we agreed.
Yes, that's real.
And the second thing, I immediately invited Lutsenko and said that he should contact your embassy, and I would be very pleased if you will have a certain person who can come either from Washington or whenever. We have here, I don't remember his name, the Ukrainian origin American prosecutor. He is a little bit old. I sent to the Jeffrey his name, and he was ready to come and to be assistant and advisor with a very good experience in the American system, and he can be the person of trust with the new prosecution system. I think this is exactly the right time to do that, and if he's still ready to come and to cooperate from the very first step, from the very first minute of the new prosecutor, that is exactly what I'm looking for.
Well, let me get in contact with the Justice Department and pursue that. I'll get his name, and let me find out where that is, because it is in our interest, obviously, to provide professional assistance as quick as we can so this gets up and started in the right direction. So I will move on that as soon as we hang up. I'll put that in train, and I'll get back to you as to what I'm able to do.
Absolutely. The second thing, thank you very much indeed. This is exactly what I'm looking for. The second thing is that I want to thank you that you give me your word that immediately when we change the legislation and I appoint the new prosecutor general, and it would be Yuri Lutsenko, as we agreed on our previous meeting in Washington, and when it happened, we can have this long guarantee. And thank you very much.